Okay, so you're here, which means Bayside, Queens, mortgages are on your mind, right? You're in the right place. We're gonna deep dive into this, and we've got Bayside Queens Mortgage Company, a comprehensive guide right here to break it all down. You want to be in the know, of course, but who wants to wade through pages of jargon? This is your shortcut. We're gonna zero in on finding the right mortgage company in Bayside, not getting bogged down in every single loan type, no, but focusing on what really matters.
Exactly. It's about getting you that local edge, the kind of insights that can make a real difference when you're making such a big financial decision.
Right. So jumping right in, the guide really emphasizes that you shouldn't just settle for any mortgage company, especially in Bayside. You might think, well, a mortgage is a mortgage, isn't it? But they argue there's more to it, right?
There really is, yeah. You see, government-backed loans, they're pretty standardized. But with other common loans, the mortgage company has more flexibility in setting the terms, and this is crucial, the interest rates. A local company that really knows Bayside might be able to offer you better rates, and that can save you a lot of money over the life of your loan.
We're talking potentially thousands,
Oh,
right?
even tens of thousands,
Yeah.
potentially, yeah.
Wow. Now, the guide also talks about the application process, something anyone who's ever applied for a loan can relate to. It can be a real headache, especially with those big, slow-moving institutions. But the idea here is that Bayside-based mortgage companies, because they're more specialized, can often make this whole process smoother. Like Jet Direct Mortgage, they specifically mention their online application as a way to simplify things. Do you think that local focus actually translates to a less stressful experience?
You know, what's interesting is that local companies, they often have a better grasp of the specific documents and requirements that are common in Bayside. So that familiarity, it definitely can lead to a more efficient process. You know, fewer surprises popping up along the way. They're dealing with this stuff day in and day out.
They're in the trenches, yeah. And it's not just about making it easy, right? The guide goes through a bunch of loan types: conventional, FHA, jumbo, VA, refinance, HECM. It's a whole list.
And it seems like one of the key benefits of a good mortgage company is their ability to actually find the right solution for you, for your specific financial situation and your goals. It's
Yeah.
not a cookie cutter thing.
No, definitely not. And that's the key. Your situation is unique, so a solid local mortgage partner in Bayside, they'll take the time to really understand those nuances. Like someone buying their first condo, their needs are going to be different from someone looking at a bigger single-family home that might need a jumbo loan, right? A local expert, they've seen all this, they've got that specific experience within the Bayside market. What stands out to you about all those different loan options? It just shows you need guidance, you know? You're not just picking something off a menu. And then the guide, it shifts to talking about expertise in the Bayside market itself. Understanding mortgages in general, that's one thing, but knowing the specifics of how property values are trending in Bayside, which loan types are most common there, which ones work best, that seems like a real advantage.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is how practical that local knowledge can be. For example, a Bayside mortgage company, they're likely to have a better grasp of local appraisal trends, which is huge for making sure your financing goes through smoothly. They might also be more aware of like specific building regulations or just those little quirks in the market that could affect whether you qualify for a loan, things that a national lender, they might not even be on their radar.
Right. You wouldn't expect someone hundreds of miles away to know those little details. And then on this point of why local matters, the guide really stresses the importance of good customer support. Buying a home, it's a massive deal, and you need someone who's there for you, who's responsive, who communicates well.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, you're making a significant financial commitment, and knowing you've got someone local who understands your situation, who can give you that timely support, that makes all the difference, especially when things get a little tricky, you know, unexpected questions or issues come up.
Right, you need someone in your corner. So we're on the same page about why a local Bayside mortgage company can be a big plus. Now, the guide moves on to the practical steps. How do you actually find the right one? And the first thing they point to is checking out online reviews and testimonials. Why is that the starting point?
Well, think of online reviews as like a glimpse into what it's actually like to work with these companies. You get to see what other people's experiences have been, and that gives you such valuable insights into a company's reliability, their customer service, how professional they are, even how transparent they are about fees and the whole process. It's almost like getting personal recommendations, but from a whole bunch of people.
It's crowdsourced due diligence, right?
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
And the guide, they even list specific websites to check out. Yelp, Zillow, Google Reviews, Trustpilot, the Better Business Bureau. Plus, they really emphasize making sure the company's properly licensed in New York State. Seems like a pretty basic thing to check, but important.
Oh, absolutely. Licensing, that's non-negotiable. It means they meet the state's requirements.
Yep.
And checking different review sites, that can give you a more balanced view because people might share different types of feedback on different platforms.
Yeah.
So what kind of red flags would you be looking for in those reviews?
For sure. If there are a lot of complaints about poor communication or like hidden fees, that would be a big warning sign. And then a guide's third step zooms in even closer on the quality of customer service. They stress that bad service during the mortgage process, it just adds a whole layer of stress you don't need. And they even give you a checklist of qualities to look for.
Right, that checklist, it's really helpful. It breaks down what good customer service looks like into these actionable things. Responsiveness, like how quickly do they get back to you when you have questions? Communication, is it clear, easy to understand, no jargon? Transparency, are they upfront about all the costs involved and how everything works? Guidance, do they offer advice that's tailored to your situation? And accessibility, are they easy to reach? Do they have different ways to contact them? And are their hours convenient?
Right. And it's not just about that first contact, right? The guide also talks about the importance of follow-up. You want a company that keeps you in the loop. Make sure you understand what's happening every step of the way.
Absolutely. When they communicate proactively and consistently, that builds trust and it makes the whole experience smoother. It shows they value you as a client and that they're committed to guiding you through the process.
Okay, so the guide is big on getting pre-approved for a mortgage, specifically with a Bayside Queens company. We hear this a lot, but why is it so important, especially when you're looking to buy in a market like Bayside?
So pre-approval, it's powerful for a few reasons. Number one, in a competitive market like Bayside, it shows sellers that you're serious, that you're financially ready to buy. It gives your offer a lot more weight. And number two, it gives you a clear idea of how much you can actually afford to spend so you can focus on homes that are realistic for you. No more guessing, no more surprises.
You won't fall in love with a house you can't afford, yeah?
Right.
The guide lists some specific advantages of being pre-approved.
Yes, it emphasizes that pre-approval lets you know your budget for sure, gives you a stronger position when you're negotiating, can speed up the closing process significantly once you've found a place, and it can even help you spot any potential financial snags early on before they become big problems. So all those benefits, which one do you think is most valuable for someone just starting their home search in Bayside?
I would say knowing your budget right from the start, it just helps you focus your energy on the right properties. Now, the guide has a really helpful FAQ section. Let's go through some of the key takeaways. First, how much can someone actually afford to borrow for a house in Bayside? It's not just about the price on the listing, is it?
No, definitely not. Affordability, it's a calculation that takes into account a lot of things. Your income, credit history, all your current debts and expenses, how much you have for a down payment, and of course, the interest rates at the time. The guide mentions that general guideline of keeping your total housing costs under 28% of your gross monthly income, but getting pre-approved by a local Bayside lender, that's going to give you a much more personalized and accurate number based on your specific situation.
Okay, so the FAQ also walks you through the steps of getting pre-approved, and it looks like you need to gather quite a bit of financial documentation, pay stubs, tax returns, credit reports, bank statements. It's best to be organized.
Absolutely. Being prepared with all those documents will make the process go much smoother. The lender will then take a close look at your finances to figure out the maximum loan amount you're likely to qualify for.
Another common question, one I know a lot of people have, is how long does this whole mortgage approval process usually take? The guide gives a time frame of 30 to 45 days from application to closing, but they also say that different factors can affect that timeline. What are some of those factors?
Well, several things can come into play. How efficient the lender is, how quickly you provide all the necessary documents, the time it takes to get the property appraised, and just how complex your financial situation is. Working with a local lender who's familiar with Bayside, that might help speed things up a bit because they'll have established relationships with local appraisers and other service providers.
It's all about those connections, right?
Yeah.
Now, this next FAQ point, this is important because the terms often get mixed up. What's the real difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval? The guide makes it clear that they are not the same thing.
That's right. Pre-qualification is more of an informal check based on the information you provide yourself, without any in-depth verification. It gives you a rough idea of how much you might be able to borrow. Pre-approval, on the other hand, That involves a much deeper dive into your finances. They'll verify your income, your assets, your credit history. And as the guide points out, pre-approval carries a lot more weight with sellers because it's based on solid verified information, which makes you a more credible buyer.
So pre-qualification is a starting point for you to get a sense of things, but pre-approval is what matters when you're ready to make an offer. Okay, last thing from the FAQ. What happens if your financial situation changes while your mortgage application is being processed? The advice seems to be, don't keep it a secret.
Exactly. Any significant changes in your finances, you get a new job, you lose income, you make a big purchase, anything like that can affect whether you qualify for the loan. Lenders usually do a final check of your finances right before closing, so it's crucial to let your mortgage company know right away if anything changes. If you don't, it could cause delays or even lead to your loan being denied at the last minute.
So honesty is the best policy, definitely. Now, the resource we've been looking at is Bayside Queens Mortgage Company, a comprehensive guide. And it makes sense that they would highlight Jet Direct Mortgage as a local option. They mention their experience in the Queens housing market, their commitment to personalized refinancing options and competitive rates, and their emphasis on providing great customer support. They also talk about their mobile app as a way to streamline the application process. So what should our listeners take away from these kinds of claims?
Well, it's good to pay attention to those points. A company that highlights its local experience and its dedication to customer service, those are positive signs. And having technology like a mobile app, that can definitely make things easier. But it's always smart to do your own research, to compare different local lenders, and find the best fit for your specific needs. The fact that they mention a physical address in Bohemia, New York, and a toll-free number, that suggests they're an established company.
So, to sum it all up, if Bayside Queens is where you're planning to buy, here are the key takeaways from our deep dive. First, understand the real advantages of working with a local mortgage lender. They might be able to offer you better loan terms, a smoother process, and valuable expertise about the Bayside market. Second, do your homework, check out those online reviews and testimonials, get a sense of the company's reputation. Third, make sure you assess their customer service quality directly. And finally, getting pre-approved, that's a must-do, make it a non-negotiable step in your home buying journey.
And always keep in mind, Bayside has its own unique real estate market, its own dynamics. Mm-hmm. A mortgage company that really understands those local nuances, they're going to be a valuable partner in helping you achieve your homeownership goals.
So here's a final thought to ponder. The median home price in Bayside right now, it's hovering around $879,370. So knowing that, what very specific questions, maybe even some unconventional ones, should you be asking potential mortgage companies? You're not just looking for a loan, you're looking for the right long-term financial strategy for your future in Bayside. Think beyond just the interest rate and really consider how different loan types, those conventional FHA jumbo options we discussed, how might they fit your financial goals in this specific, and let's be honest, pretty awesome Queens community. That's your next level of exploration.
And that's where the real insights are.
Exactly. Yeah.